Welcome aboard, elevator enthusiasts and curious minds alike. You're tuned in to the Going Up Podcast, the ultimate destination for all things elevators. I'm your host, Zara Shea Julay, and I am joined by the dynamic duo of elevator aficionados, Bobby Haskett and Josh Anderson. Get ready for a joyous journey into the vertical world, where we'll be lifting the lid on elevator stories, chatting with industry experts, and exploring the cutting-edge innovations that keep us all moving on up. This is the Going Up Podcast, your weekly pass to the heights of elevator excitement. To another episode of Going Up. That's right. We're gonna put that in there. We're gonna edit that in as the opener every time. Going Up. Thank you guys for joining us for another episode. We are super excited about our topic today. I am very excited. I'm excited about every topic that we talk about equally.
Too excited.
But I'm extremely excited about this topic because it's something that, I mean, everyone tune in, because this is sales across the board. Anyone dealing with customers, this is for you. And this is going to be a really good episode. We are going to be talking about gatekeepers. Okay. For those of you who don't know what a gatekeeper is, Josh, Bobby, which one of you wants to take the definition?
The gatekeeper is the person that's sitting usually at the desk when you walk into the business that you're calling on.
Yep, absolutely. So could be an office manager, could be a secretary, could be, you know, could just be, could simply be somebody that's an employee there. Could be a salesperson, could be a branch manager, could be all kinds of stuff. They are the person that is sitting in your way between you and the person that you're trying to get to. So that's what a gatekeeper is, okay? And for all of us, every single one of us, me, Josh, and Bobby, every single one of our sales team, all of us have had to deal with have had the chance to work with absolutely wonderful gatekeepers and ones who are wonderfully good at their job.
Nicely said, Zara.
Those are the ones we call bulldogs, and we got to respect them for doing their job well. That's so, right. I mean, all the respect to all the gatekeepers out there. I'm not going to lie to you. I am not jealous of your job. I think a gatekeeper is a tough job to have, especially a tough job to have and not get jaded along the way. So shout out to all those gatekeepers out there. Drop a comment down below if you're a gatekeeper. Tell us your favorite gatekeeper story. But we're going to talk about some tips on how to work with gatekeepers. I feel like all of us have really done a really good job of honing in some tricks on how to work well with gatekeepers. I feel like everybody on this call are kind of experts at working with gatekeepers and are very good at it, because I've seen each of you working with them and doing your magic. So before we get started with the quick tips, we all love a horror story. Yes, we do. We love a fail. We love a good fail because we learn from the fails. Isn't that right? That's right. We do.
Oh, yeah. And they're the funnest stories to tell.
And they're the most fun stories to tell. That's accurate. So yeah, Josh, right. I know you got yourself a little bit of a struggle bus story. So tell us that one so we can get off on the right foot.
Yeah, so it's really early on in Fabicab's existence, and so we would travel around with different reps, and so we had a rep one time that, did some of the right things, walked in, here's a box of donuts, we're wanting to kind of use that to get leverage into the office, and this individual rep walks up to the gatekeeper, "Hey, good morning. My name is so-and-so. I'm from Fabicab, and I was just wanting to know if I could talk to your boss. I want to talk to the person in charge." And I'm like, how do you know that that person's not in charge? How do you know that that's not the boss that's, as we are today, we're moving offices and just propping up the workstation wherever he needs to be. So that was one of the fails that as soon as we got back in the car, I'm like, hey, how about next time we go about that a little bit different because you have no idea who that person is. Yeah. And so it could be viewed in many different ways, most of them probably negative. So that would be the one that sticks out in my mind the most. Yeah. Bobby, what about you? I know you've had some.
I've had some disastrous ones, yeah. I used to get this a lot. Sir, did you see the no soliciting sign on the door?
Yeah. I think it's because of your voice, though. Yeah. I think you kind of you kind of give off a little bit like, you know, like I've been smoking Marlboro. Because we went to a meeting one time and there was a sales rep that specifically he was like, man, sounds like you've been smoking Marlboros for the past 80 years. For those of you listening, Bobby is not 80 years old.
That's right.
But he does sound like it. And he complains like an 80-year-old.
I do.
Just about his ankles. Yeah. Just about his ankles.
Yeah. Oh, God bless his ankles. Someday we'll put a picture of those in the show notes for you guys. We'll be sending that picture to Juan.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
So one thing I want to touch base on the no soliciting. As a salesman, you got to be quick on your feet. I clearly seen the IRA seen the sign. And so I just let them know that I seen it. I said, yes, I did see it, but you look like an awful interesting person. I just want to introduce myself to you. A lot of times that de-escalates them, right there. Yeah. But I've had a couple that,
or ticks that's them right.
off. I've had a couple ask me to leave, but, yeah. I'll sit in a parking lot until they go to lunch, then I'll go back in there. So, you know, it's due diligence is what I will say on that. What about you, Z?
Okay, I do. So I do have a horror story, but it actually goes along, and it's my own personal one. So I will put myself out on the line. But it actually goes with one of the topics that we're going to be talking about. So I will. This is tune in, everybody, because you're going to get to hear Zara failing miserably a little bit later in the episode. So that's your favorite. I'm going to dangle the carrot. Keep listening because it's going to be. I don't know that anyone can really top it. I'll be honest with you. It'll be a hard one to top. So just listen as we continue on, so you can feel better about yourself. Okay. All right. So let's get into this topic. Like I said, I'm super excited. And I'll tell you, for me, it kind of boils down to a gatekeeper. A gatekeeper can be your biggest ally, and they can be your biggest enemy. And there are people that fall in between, you know, on the spectrum. But there, you have a really awesome opportunity when it comes to gatekeepers to get them on your side and to have them be your biggest ally. And when they are, man, it works so well. It's like sweet, sweet music.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So let's start talking, let's kind of build a base here, a foundation. So, we've established what gatekeepers are. We know that, let's just say outright, they're crucial to reaching the decision makers, your customers. They're absolutely crucial in reaching those people. So let's talk a little bit about building a rapport. Because obviously, we can all say that that's important, building rapport in general with customers and everything. But let's talk a little bit specifically about building rapport with the gatekeeper. Now, Bobby, I've seen you walk into some offices and you know them by name, you call them out. So talk to me a little bit about that, building the rapport.
Yeah. So the first thing I would tell our audience to do is don't ever disrespect them. If you really think about it, a lot of people come in, they're looking at the prize, meaning that whoever you're trying to get to, and they unintentionally, I will say a lot of times, disrespect the lady or man that's the gatekeeper. What I like doing is introducing myself and giving that person a good full minute of my attention, introducing myself to her or him as I would even the customer I'm calling on, and really explaining what I'm doing there and just showing the utmost respect to them, because I can assure you folks, they do not get the respect that they deserve. And when someone comes in and shows them a little respect, you'd be surprised how far you can get.
Mm, that's right. Say it louder for the people in the back.
Bam, shugadooga, bam.
No, you're absolutely right. Yeah.
My favorite part about that is I've been, as you have, Zara, on the road with everybody. My favorite is to watch Bobby walk in and the gatekeeper sees him coming. He's won that person over and he walks in and he's like, "Hey, Bobby, what's going on? Jimmy's in the back. Just go say I told him to, or tell him you're here," or whatever. And it's just like, because Bobby's right. Once you get them on your side, you have full access to what you truly want. And that's the customer that can affect the sale one way or the other for you. So win them over.
Absolutely. And give yourself some credit, Josh. I've seen you walk in offices and those people. Let me tell you real quick, for those that that don't know Josh Anderson, Josh Anderson is an expert. Let me reiterate, expert at older ladies as gatekeepers or salespeople. Josh's favorite country singer, Reba McEntire and Dolly, right? So that says what you need to know right there for the most part. And let me tell you what, I have seen him work magic on some older ladies. And Josh, he's a good looking guy. I'll give it to you, Josh. I've been friends with him for 15 years. I've seen him develop. I've seen his jawline come out. You know what I'm saying? He's a good looking guy. But Lord of mercy, them older ladies, they love themselves some Josh Anderson. I mean,
hey,
know your niche, you know?
That's right. You just got to know what you're good at. And as Bobby said, like, tell me about what you do. I mean, because no one's asking them about what their day looks like and what their contribution to the company is. So for anyone out there, like, that's an automatic win for them. But yes, knowing, having access to being able to influence them, I think, is a big deal. For sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bobby, were you going to say something?
Yeah, I was. Here's what I'm going to tell you. I seen one of the most unintentional disrespect I've ever seen. And I was invited to a large lunch and learn. There were a couple vendors there. One of them was a hydraulic valve vendor. Mm-hmm. And they were finishing up their lunch. He catered in lunch. But guess who he forgot, guys? He forgot the gatekeeper. That will never happen with us. So I went ahead. I had some extra time. I jumped in the car, went down, got that lady a sandwich. I do not care if she threw it in the trash. I really mean it.
The gesture alone.
The gesture alone. I said, hey, you didn't have to do that. I said, I know I didn't, ma'am. And if you don't like that, throw it away. But I'm not going to sit and watch everybody eat and you not have nothing to eat. Well, let's just say that old Janet looks forward to seeing me when I go in there every time.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. It is. It's those small gestures. It's the small stuff. And that is building the rapport. And that's building the trust. You know, like Bobby, that Janet, she is going to trust that you're going to be looking out for her and making sure she's covered, taken care of, you know? And so.
Well, and they're the unsung heroes, right? Yeah. Like, as Bobby said, like, you're so focused on the customer. Mm-hmm. But she can make your life, he or she can make your life go really, really well or really, really poorly. Because I guarantee that hydraulic guy, I don't think he's probably getting to walk straight to the back the next time he comes in, right? Yeah. Because they're the ones they're running the office. Legitimately, they are the ones calling the shots on who can come in, who's communicating, all of those things. Because I guarantee each of you have been to an office. Hey, is Matt here? Nope. Well, I know what Matt drives, and I saw it in the... Are you sure he's not?
The worst.
Nope, he's not here. I'm like... Okay, well, I'd like for you to give this to him the next time you see him. And you get back to the car and you've got an email from Matt. Hey, I received the stuff that you dropped off. And it's like, all right. So, yeah.
Or you see the top of Matt's head in a cubicle.
Right, the cubicles.
Yeah. Matt's in a meeting. You're like, I mean, I see him right now. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
He's in a meeting.
Yeah. And you know what? Sometimes you got to take that. You got to take that with stride. And you just got to be like, absolutely, man. Well, I appreciate it. And you, you know, and move on from it. Because sometimes you got to take those hits so that you can come back. You know what I mean? But come back. Right. That's the key. You got to come back. I feel like we're in church today. That's what I feel like today. We in church, everybody. Okay. Amen. Okay. 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 I'm in some kind of mood today with this gatekeeper conversation. Okay. And let's just touch really quickly about how important the rapport, but hand in hand with that is trust. And I think one of building the rapport, one of the things that's super important, and I feel like, for those of you who don't know, I think I've said this before, but I was never a sales rep until I came to Fabricam. Never did sales, never thought I would do sales in a million years. As a matter of fact, when Josh took me to Applebee's and said, will you be a sales rep for Fabricam? I said, probably not. And he had to convince me with a lava cake or something. I don't know. But what I had in my head of what a salesperson was is very different than what we do at Fabricam. And one of my biggest things, that the reason I couldn't see myself in the role as a salesperson, is because I think of those kind of slimy salespeople that right. manipulate and just say whatever they need to say to get the sale, right? And so that's what I was thinking in my head, and I was like, I can't do that. And I can't sell something that I don't believe in. I just can't. I'm not that person. And so one of the key things that I feel like makes me successful with those gatekeepers and with customers is being genuine. And at Fabricab, we talk a lot about this in general. Yeah. To be honest, at Fabricab, all of us are a bunch of wackadoos. We're a bunch of weirdos, a motley crew that came together to sell elevator interiors and try to, you know, be really good to people and be, you know, we're a people first company. And a big part of that is being genuine. And if you are a genuine, and let me tell you, those gatekeepers, they can snuff that out immediately. They know. They're like, because they see, you have to think, they see salespeople all the time. They see vendors all the time. They've seen it for years, you know? So they can snuff that out so fast, and they're the reason you get to talk with the person you get to talk with or don't. So there's no point. There's no point in the facade. There's no point in trying to just say what you think you need to say. Now, there are always there's always tips and things like that on how to approach it, because we need that. But there's no point in being somebody you're not, because they will. Mm-mm. You're going to get sent outside. You're going to be told no soliciting. Bye-bye. Yep.
So you know it's a bad call when sales call when you get reference to the no soliciting sign, because every single one of them has it on their door.
Yes. Yeah. I know.
Oh, I didn't know that was for me. I thought that was
I thought it was just for random people.
No, you'll like me. I'm not a salesman.
I'm different. I'm different.
That's right. I'm different.
I'm built different. Yes, 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 yes. Okay. So we talked about that. Building rapport, how important it is. Trust, rapport, being genuine. Let's talk a little bit about when you get the chance to talk with a gatekeeper, what kind of insight you can get from these people? Josh and Bobby, I've seen you both do this, and you're both very good at it. Especially if that person is like really in your niche, you know what I mean? So talk to me a little bit about what kind of info you can get from these people.
Yeah. Do you want to go ahead? You go ahead, Josh, and then I'll chime in.
I think you can get a good pulse on that office and what they're able to accomplish, right? Because a lot of times, in my experience, the role that the gatekeeper plays is also kind of an AR, accounts receivable, accounts payable role. And yeah, so let's say they manage the service and repair contracts and they're calling and following up like, hey, we just need to make sure that you are making sure your bills are paid or whatever. And they collect the money for the modernization or whatever it may be. Finding out like, well, how many cabs do you have on service? And, oh, well, how many reps? Oh, you only have one rep that covers that many? Like, mm-hmm. you can connect a lot of dots and see how busy an office is going to be and how effective what you're selling, and in our case, interiors, how effective that product is going to be in this office. And another thing that I would say is recognizing their contribution to the office, which is what we just talked about, and most of the time, either they're really good actors and actresses or they really are way overworked. So my approach is typically walking in, hey, my first comment, I know you're really busy. Acknowledging, I know that you have a very important role here. Mm. And I'm going to respect your time. And a lot of times that'll perk them up and say, okay, well, cool. I got a minute. What you got?
Yeah.
But if you walk in and you're only focused on your agenda – and not acknowledging what they're doing, that's going to be bad news for you. But I think you can get a lot of information from them. And I've had success, what I would call successful cold calls where I didn't even meet a sales rep, but I had an amazing interaction, mm-hmm. an amazing yep. conversation with the gatekeeper and learned a ton.
Yeah.
And Bobby's got a trick on that.
Yeah.
Give it to us. Hit me one time, Bobby.
Yeah.
Bobby, I'm talking about the cards. How
yeah,
you
yeah,
do.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay, good. I had written that down. Yes, talk about yeah. that, Bobby.
Well, I don't want to let all the tricks out of the bag. I mean,
yeah, he's looking at me with hesitant eyes. He's like, I don't give away everything.
Here's what I will say. Here's yeah. what I'll say to our audience, that I will guarantee you 100% success every single time, and that's a strong statement.
Mm, very strong.
You ready? When I go into an office for the very, very first time, my goal is not to get back to the salespeople. My goal is to be genuine, introduce myself, and not be too pushy. Think of it as a first date, man. You're not meeting somebody and then asking mm-hmm. them for a kiss. No, man.
Ooh, yeah,
you're going to sit. No. You're going to talk with them a little bit. And I never feel pushy. One thing that I can tell you that the customers pick up on, and you heard Z talk about this a little bit, that I preach to our team all the time, is be genuine. I never ask anyone on our sales team to be someone that they're not. And what I mean by that is I'm going to go in there. Don't ask me if I like the shirt you're wearing, because if I don't, I'm going to tell you I don't. But mm-hmm. and the reason –
he does that, ladies
that's right.
and gentlemen.
I do. But what I want everybody to really take from this more than anything is, man, be a genuine person. Do not go in there and try to act like that you give a care about what they do. I genuinely want to introduce myself and get to know that person a little bit. If she's busy or had a grumpy or a bad day, hey, I may go ahead and leave. I may come back the next day, and when I come back the next day, I may bring a cupcake and say, hey, I could tell you had a bad day yesterday. I'm on my way out of town. I wanted to come across town and at least drop this off to you. I hope your day gets better. Wow.
I hope she doesn't say, I was having a great day yesterday. What are you saying?
Yeah, and here's and me being genuine, I would say this. Wow, are you married?
Maybe don't take all of Bobby's tips.
Yeah, no, I'm kidding. But on a serious note, I really want everybody to know that whether you're just getting into sales or you've been into sales a long time, I can promise each and every one of you, man, if you're just genuine, you don't lie, you're honest, and you really give a care, man, you'll build relationships all day. But you cannot be I call it a paper checker. What I mean is I'm looking on my paper and I go, okay, man, I am in Massachusetts today and I've got 6 offices to go by. okay, I'm just going to go by, and my only goal is to go in there and check it off my sheet and tell my boss that I went by there. If you've got that attitude, you ain't going to make it, period. I don't care what you're selling. Go in there. Mm-hmm. It is, sales is a relationship business. Treat the person with dignity and respect like you met them at the ballpark and you're just trying to figure out who they are, man.
Yeah. Just be an inquisitive human. Yeah. And just, here's the, a little bit of a tip there. Cause the gatekeepers oftentimes are sitting at the desk that has a lot of the business cards on it. So when you get there, be sure to like take a gander at those business cards and have a conversation about them. You know, this person is working here. This person, tell me more about so-and-so and stuff like that. Yeah. So have that be an opportunity for success, my friends. We're all about trying to make sure everybody succeeds here. We're not grabby with our quick tips, our hot takes. We'll give it to you. Go be successful.
That's right.
Okay. So let's talk about customizing our approach. Because we kind of talked about each one of us have our niche that we're really good at, but we have to be good at all kinds of people. So let's talk about, here's the question. I know the answer. It's a little rhetorical, but I want you all to talk on it. Is there a one size fits all technique for getting through gatekeepers, or do we need to customize? What's the answer there?
I'll tell you,
Bobby, tell it to me.
I'll tell you right now that there is a one size fits all. Absolutely.
Yep. Hot take. Yep. Give it to me. Yeah. Lay it down.
I'll tell you what it is be a genuine person, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll give you that.
That's it. Because that's, you know what? We can set and I can give all of our competition, all of our tips and tricks and, and they can go use them like they always do. But here's what I'm going to say.
Amen.
Hey. Yeah, I'm so over that. But anyway, but here's what I'm going to say to this. If you're going up against me, you better know what you better know your information is what I'm going to tell you, because here's what I'll tell you about gatekeepers. I'm going to get in there. No ifs, ands, or buts. I'm getting in there. Mm-hmm. Zara hears this in the sales meetings, and I say it 6 times a year. Everybody only looks about wanting to get in the front door. Mm. Where I'm different, if I can't get in the front door, I'll check all the windows. If I can't get in the windows, I'll go through the crawl space or I'll go through a vent in the roof. I will get in there one way or another, period. So if you're up against me, good luck to you.
Now, Bobby, he's a burglar. He's going to burgle you if you don't let him in the door. So you might as well let him in.
That's right.
Now, I will say hot take, because I was going to say, of course, there's not one size fits all, because each person is different and you need to speak to what they care about. But I do agree. I do agree 100% about being genuine is the number one. But I will say, when you walk into an office, and this goes into the customization, is notice something about them specifically. Josh talked a little bit about this earlier on, but notice something about them. There's one that comes to mind. I remember walking into this office and the gatekeeper, she had, you know, those kind of like retro little mini fridges. Some people use them for makeup. Some people use them for Cokes and, drinks and things like that. Coke, you can place a ad here if you would like to. Coca-Cola, I'm calling you out. But she had one of those little mini fridges. And so I was talking with her and I noticed it was red. And I noticed she had kind of like one of these Stanley cups. Stanley, come on, sponsor us. She had one of those and it was red and it was sparkly. And then she was wearing something else that was red. And I was just like, oh, wow, we got a theme going on here. We liking the red. She's like, oh, it's my favorite color. And she starts talking to me about, you know, all the different things that she has as red and stuff. Like, she lit up. She lit up just because it was just like, I noticed something about her specifically. And it was something that, like, you could easily just glance over. You could just be like, that's weird that you have a refrigerator on your desk, you know? Like, but the fact that, like, I looked at those things and was just like, oh, I'm seeing a theme here. Okay, let's talk about it. And that opened up the door for more conversation. So, Josh, I know you do that too all the time.
Oh, yeah. You have to.
Yes.
You have to. Yeah, because, I mean, for me, yes, you adapt it. I have tactics that I use time and time again, but I do think you have to adapt. If you walk in and that person's having a terrible day and you can tell you are on their nerves just by being in front of them. Mm. Hey, my name's Josh. I'm here. Just wanted to stop by and say hello. Here's something to give to your mod reps or service and repair sales reps. I hope you have a great day. And then I'm done. Mm. Like, I'm not even asking anything of you.
Yeah.
Just, I want my presence to be known here.
Yes. Yeah.
And then there are other times where, as Bobby said, that person is hungry for a conversation and hungry to have it. And you have to be willing to do that. Right. And I think that's just, for one, that's human interaction. But I think in sales, if you're only focused on the sale, you're probably going to be snuffed out. Like, you can tell the people. And I think I've referenced this before in my world before Fabicab, before elevators, I was in purchasing. There were people who were coming in and selling to me. Hmm. And I could always, for one, I was aware of the tactics that they were using. And then I could always recognize the genuine ones who were like, hey, I know you're buying XYZ.
Yeah.
And I'd love to just have a chance. I know I might be more expensive, or I might be not exactly what you're looking for, but I'm just looking for an opportunity. I can work with that. But if it's someone coming in and telling me, you know, here's an issue I have. Like, when someone comes in, they're like, oh, do you have kids that are behind me, the pictures of the children and me holding? Yeah, those are my children. Like, very original. Like, I can tell when they're trying too hard to find something to talk to me about. Then I'm annoyed. And then, that's so cool that you have kids. Hey, do you want to buy X, Y? Like, that to me just annoys me to no end.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're playing the game at that point. Yeah. And so,
ticking some boxes, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's a delicate balance, because obviously we're there because we want to make a connection to make the sale. But I believe, and I think Bobby has done a great job in cultivating a sales team that is really good at laying the groundwork for the reward that will happen in weeks, months, potentially even years to come.
Yeah.
And that is a skill and a talent that has to be called out and recognized. And so I would say our team does an exquisite job of considering it a win if you even got to speak with anybody.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Because most of the time they got to buzz you in.
That's right. Yeah, you get the buzz. You're like, wow, I didn't look like a scary person that they turned away.
Yes.
Like,
that's 100% right.
And something that I think that, you know, we're talking a lot about the gatekeeper, but what goes hand in hand with that is your attitude before you walk in there.
Mm.
You have to have the ability to be having the absolute worst train wreck day and focus in on yourself before you walk in there, because just as you can tell that she's having a bad day, they're going to be able to tell you're having a bad day. So over the years, it took me quite a while to perfect that. And it's rough, man. It's rough. But I would tell everybody, take about 30 seconds before you get out of the car and remember why you're there. Do you think that I like getting up at 5:30 in the morning and being, you know, 1,000 miles away from my family? Nope. But know why you're there. And if I'm going to go at it, I'm going to make it a 10 out of 10. So it's attitude.
If you're going to do it, you're going to be the best at it. And I believe that you have cultivated a really great group of people that have the same attitude.
Yeah, for sure.
Give it the best at every single time. That's the differentiator for Fabicab, is our people and the ability to recognize that this is the people business.
Yeah.
And we're just exchanging elevator parts, and you know, but we're relationship focused 100% of the time.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's Bobby, going along with what you were saying, is I did write down, I was like, confidence. Confidence is key when you're walking in there.
Yeah.
Confidence, but not cocky. There's a difference.
Yeah, there's a difference.
And the gatekeepers, and I mean, everybody, most people can sniff out a cocky individual, and it doesn't smell good. I'll tell you that.
That's right.
So having the confidence, but not the cockiness when you walk in there. So yeah, huge things. That just reminded me, something that you guys were talking about reminded me. There's another super quick story of really noticing somebody. So one of our sales reps, Chris, I'll shout out Chris Lambert. That's right. Woo. Woo woo. So he was telling me a story about a gatekeeper that he was working with, and Chris joined our team a year and a half ago, I think, roundabout, right, Bobby?
Yep.
A year and a half ago. Yeah. So, and he's been great. Fantastic. He lives in Tennessee. He has that classic like Southern drawl type of thing. It's real charming. It's beautifully charming, but I feel like you should be sitting in a rocking chair, sipping some sweet tea with him. You know what I mean? So he was specifically talking about, interaction he had with a gatekeeper. And what I love is that he did this very naturally. There was training on it, but he did this naturally, which I just think is speaks to his skill and thought process as a human being and a salesperson. But he went in, talked to this gatekeeper, and he noticed that in the conversation, everything, she had some candles on her desk. And in the conversation, she talked about the candles and everything, how she really loved the candles. And so the next time he went, that he logged that away to, you know, got in his car, wrote the note down. The next time he went to the office, he had a little care package for her, which had a candle in it. And Whoa, Lord Jesus. Juan's going to have to edit that down. But it's true. Absolutely. Bam. Like that opened gal. Yes.
It's not a technique. It's a genuine act that he did. Like,
yes,
he's there to make a sale, but it's like, hey, I noticed that you're interested in something and I thought you would enjoy this.
It was, cause I don't know that he got anything anything out of the first meeting. I don't know that he got anything out of that gift directly, but it was Chris saying like, hey, as a human, I noticed you really like candles, so I brought you a candle. And she loved it. So the more you can have that confidence, you can have that genuine spirit, the easier it's going to be to work side by side with the gatekeepers. So let's talk about, because we've all dealt with gatekeeper objections, so let's have a conversation. Let's talk about some of those objections. Bobby, what would you say is the number one objection you see from gatekeepers when you walk in an office?
Boy, that's a good question, Z. I would say...
thank you.
I would say...
probably the no soliciting.
Yeah, but...
that's a good one.
Even over and above that, I think that, you know, it's their job to protect everybody in the back. And I think the biggest objection is going to be, that I've noticed, is, do you have an appointment?
Yes. Yep.
Yep.
Hey, what do you think of this? Because I know you've had it happen. You've called, you can't get a hold of so-and-so, they've just put you off, you stopped in last time, nope, we don't buy interiors, and then you walk in, and you've already got an established appointment with one of the sales reps, and the look in the gatekeeper's eye of like, oh, oh, I wasn't. Oh, you got a meeting. Nope. Okay, good. You know, like.
Now I.
It's like, yeah, I did. Yeah. I'm going on back.
Now I have said this before, and it wasn't. It was just me being who I am, is just honest and blunt. I walked up and there was a gatekeeper lady there, and I said, "Hey, is Jim back there?" And she says, "Did you see the sign, no soliciting?" I said, "I thought that was only for people you don't do business with."
Oh, that's true.
And she said, "Oh, and who are you with again? One moment, please." Yeah. So yeah. It was kind of like you could be nasty to him. But I wasn't being nasty. Yeah. I just said, hey, I thought that was for people you guys don't do business with.
Yeah. And then knowing you, you said it very lightly. Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah. I thought that was for people who was just selling bracelets or something. I didn't know.
Yeah. And then they'll walk you back. Now, that's something that to really pay attention to. And on the way back to there, I'm looking her right in the eye and thanking her for taking me back there. Before I even engage the sales rep, I'm thanking her. Hey, Amy, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Hey, no problem, Bobby. Yeah. And then the next time it's like, Bobby, what up? It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
But something very key in what you were talking about, but you haven't said explicitly. You've called out Janet, Amy, all these names, right? The fact of the matter is, the thing that we haven't said explicitly, get their name. There are so many people, they walk in the door and they immediately just go into, hey, is Jim here? That's it. Excuse me, I don't know you. But if the next time that you walk in there, Bobby, and you say, hey, Amy, how's it going? Yeah, awesome, awesome. Did you refill your Cokes there in your fridge? I know you were real low last time.
That's right.
Beautiful, beautiful. Hey, is Jim back there? It's a completely different thing.
Yeah.
To have the name. And I think just having a name and taking that in and writing it down. Yes. Yeah. Write it down. Take that note and look at the note before you walk in there, because that'll help with overcoming some of those objections.
You and Bobby are really good at that. You guys are good
at that. In today's day and age, with the technology the way that it is, shame on whoever's going to call on somebody and they don't know who works in that office. That's laziness.
Ooh.
That's laziness. That's what I'm going to say. Ooh. Laziness.
Mm. Ooh. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm. What a transition, Bobby. What a transition. Because we're gonna talk about that for a second. Okay. We're going to talk about it. As I said, I was going to tell a horror story of mine. And let the record show, this was in my first, I would say, 6 months, less than 6 months. I would say 3 months of working at Fabicab. No experience, right? Because I want to talk about research, right? And how that, hand in hand with overcoming objections, how that helps overcome objections. So here's my story. I'll tell it to you as we're wrapping this sucker up. Early into my career at Fabicab, I was doing a whole bunch of cold calling. That was when hardly anybody in the industry knew our name. That was when I'd say, hi, I'm Zara. I work for Fabicab. They're like, Sarah, who worked for Fabo what? It was a mess. They couldn't get it. Yeah, it's no,
word
it,
salad.
Exactly. Exactly. it's Sarah, like Sarah, but with a Z. And it's a whole thing. So I called a particular company. And it happened to be a consulting company. I won't say any names, but I called this particular company just to do a little, hey, I just want to introduce myself, blah, blah, blah. Well, I called and I took some of these tips that we were talking about, asking for a name, right? First name, right? So I called and I said, just for this example, I said, hey, I'm looking for Dave. And she was just like, Dave? I said, yeah, I'm looking for Dave. Can I chat with Dave? And she was just like, Dave who? I was like, oh, Dave Widowmaker. And Dave Widowmaker? You're looking for Dave Widowmaker? I said, yeah, I was just looking if I could talk with Dave. And she was like, Dave died 30 years ago. And I was like, oh, Lord Jesus, take the wheel.
Oh, my gosh.
I have never felt so. And for it was the whole company was named after this person. I have never in my life felt so mortified.
She gotcha. Yes, she gotcha.
Yes. And what do you say to that? Oh, well, I was like, I'm pretty sure I said, I'm so sorry for your loss.
That's like calling. I'd like to talk to Mr. J.C. Penney, please.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's exactly.
And oh, really? So, you want to talk to him? That's good.
Yeah. And so I lost pretty much all credibility with that gatekeeper.
At that point, just hang up the phone. You're done.
I'm so sorry for even calling you.
I'm sorry for your loss? I don't know. What are you doing?
Because I didn't know what to say. I'm like, oh, God. I'm so new to this. And this is mortifying. That's so, yeah, good. that's my horror story. But to go along with research, research is important. Before you walk in that door, do the research. Have the notes from your previous meeting, from the information you've gathered from previous times you've been there. LinkedIn. Oh, God, I freaking love LinkedIn. Easy. Yes, there's so much information out there. Sometimes you can find the names of the gatekeepers already, you know, looking up the office specifically, seeing the About Us section, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Do your research. And let me tell you, can expedite a whole lot of heartache and pain. That is for sure. You guys have any other thing you want to talk about with research? I know that I feel like, I don't know, like I said, none of you can top my story, so I don't need you to try to top it.
No, I think the moral of what we're trying to get at today is just have respect for everybody that you encounter, because you have no idea who it is you're talking to, and you don't know. I mean, that individual may become the branch manager, may become a regional manager. We've seen people rise in this industry and are in all types of different situations. That person may leave and become a consultant. They may leave, you know, you don't know. Mm-hmm. That's a good life lesson. But in this instance, a great sales lesson is don't just have your eye on one thing. Everyone you encounter, treat them like they are the president of the company you're working for. And it'll just get you really far.
I love that. That was great, Josh. That was fabulous. And a great life lesson that we all here at FabiCab, we talk about that a lot. You never know where they'll end up. So treat everyone like the president of the company. It'll take you far. All right, and I'm going to leave you guys with this hot take from a Reddit, what do you call them? I just lost the name.
An online platform?
No.
I call it a thread, but I'm a little older.
Bless. Wow. Thank you. Bobby saved me on that one. God, I feel like I just took my youth card. It was taken away from me. Here's a hot tip that you guys can try. As opposed to calling the gatekeeper directly, hot take that somebody has is dial a random extension, which means it'll be picked up by somebody in the internally. Excuse yourself for dialing the wrong extension and ask to be connected to Kyle, Jim, operator, whoever. And most of the time it works. A lot of times it works. And I've had that experience. Or, you know, getting in touch with somebody. Oh, hey, I'm so sorry. I must have the wrong number. Could you give me Jim's number? Yeah. I've used it. So there's That's your so hot funny. Take, hot tip as we end this episode of Going Up as we talk about gatekeepers. Guys, thank you so much for joining us this week. I hope that you got some good meat, some good juice out of that berry. And good luck as you deal with gatekeepers. And if you guys have any hot tips, hot takes, be sure to drop it in the comments, because we're always looking to add to our training, our repertoire as well. So share it with us. Give it to us. Lay it down. Preach it louder for those in the back. Thank you guys so much. And we will see you next week for another episode of Going Up. Bye, guys. That concludes another fabulous ride on the Going Up podcast. We hope you enjoyed the elevator tales, expert insights, and the unique camaraderie that makes our show a standout in the podcast world. If you've got your own elevator stories to share or questions about the vertical world, don't hesitate to reach out to us at podcast@fabicab.com. Also, don't forget to like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Until next week, keep reaching for new heights, stay uplifted, and remember, when life takes you down, there's always an elevator to bring you back up. Thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you on the next floor.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.